Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be with you here for the next hour, playing you all kinds of stuff, some local stuff. And as I'm sure you know, this Thursday's Thanksgiving, so I want to start out with some music for the holiday. The first course for Thanksgiving is generally turkey. So what I have is Turkey in the Straw from the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. A blast from the past, the five-man band plays bluegrass and country music and brings humor and fun along with it. They tour throughout the United States. So here for our first course for Thanksgiving, or should I say our main course, Turkey in the Straw.
mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Kind woman, I'll give you my
to those family celebrations, passing on knowledge down through the years, at the gathering of generations. Every year it's the same routine, all over, all over. Come on over, it's Thanksgiving Day. Papa looks over at the small gathering, remembering days gone by. Smiles at the children as he watches them play, and wishes his wife was still by side. She would always cook dinner on Thanksgiving Day. It's all over, it's all over, it's all over the American way. But sometimes the children,
come on over.
All right, that was a little bit of music for Thanksgiving, which is this Thursday. First, I did a little bit of the meal. You know, the main course is generally turkey, so you heard Turkey in the Straw from the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. After that came Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie by Jay and the Techniques, their debut single in 1967 that reached number 6 on the charts and was on an album of the same name. Band was from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Had a few more singles out in the 60s, but that was their big hit. And you may have some pumpkin pie on your Thanksgiving table as well, so I thought I'd throw that in. And since the holiday's a day of thanks, Led Zeppelin with Thank You. This from the BBC Sessions. The song originally appeared on 1969's Led Zeppelin II. Then Thanksgiving Day by Ray Davis from his 2005 EP of the same name. Song's also a bonus track on the UK version of his 2006 album Other People's Lives. Apparently, he was touring in America and spent Thanksgiving Day at someone's house in New England, I think Vermont, and he was struck by this holiday and how it affected Americans, so he wrote this song. I don't know if there are any other songs about Thanksgiving. I can't think of any. Let me know, you guys listening, if you know of any, let me know. Now, do some local stuff, and I have something from a brand new album from the Amplifier Heads. The new band of Sal Baglio, who you may remember from the Stompers back in, was it the 70s, I guess? And Ducky Carlisle's on drums, as well as recording, mixing, and co-producing the disc. And this song is Beat Club by the Amplifier Heads.
Go! one, two. Two.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, you just heard some local bands. First was the Amplify Heads with Beat Club from their new LP, Lauda. And yes, it's spelled like that, Lauda, being native Boston band. After that, you heard Carissa Johnson with Fuel Hot from her Only Roses album. She'll be playing Friday night at Kodo Asian Grill and Lounge in Providence, Rhode Island. Then State of the Union with Ring Me Up from their album Panaflex Blue. They'll be doing a free show on Saturday night at Key West in North Adams, Mass. Now we've got some serious guitar time for you. I'm going to start with something local, the Tyler Morris Band with Truth is the Question from his 2018 album Next in Line, his third album. When he was 11, Morris began playing regularly at the C Note in Hull, Mass, began writing music when he was 13, recorded his first album at 15. I don't know if he's around 18 now. I don't know. Somewhere around there, maybe a couple of years older than that, but very young. In 2016, he was selected to play at the Guitar Gods Festival with Yngwie Malmsteen, Steve Vai, Rudy Sarzo, and others. Tyler Morris will be playing Sunday night at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. So this guy's quite a guitarist, so check him out if you can. So is Tyler Morris being with Truth is the Question.
Your heartbeat's faster. That's when I think of you. Of you. You say, but yet I wonder if your love, baby, was ever true.
right, let's see now. What did we hear? Our series guitar time. That last song blows me away still. First song we heard was the Tyler Morris Band with Truth is the Question from the album Next in Line. And I say Tyler Morris is a local kid, and so you can catch him playing around here somewhat frequently. He'll be playing Sunday night at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. After that, you heard German band Four Cool Cats with the single The Beast. Serious guitarist here is Guy Evenvandel. John McElong, the bass player, is an American who lives in Germany and sends us these tunes. Then you heard quite a Joe Bonamassa solo on Wee Wee Hours from the album Rock and Roll, a tribute to Chuck Berry by Mike Zito and friends. Blues guitarist Mike Zito's friends on this album include lots of good musicians, some well-known, some not so much. But Joe Bonamassa was great on this one. There's a lot of great songs, great guitar songs, etc. But every so often, something you hear really blows you away. Not that other songs are any lesser or anything, but sometimes something just, the way it hits you, it blows you away. And this song, this blows me away, Joe's solo here. Anyway, let's see, a little more, back to some more local stuff, I guess. Local hard rock and band Bad Marriage, those guys are doing such great stuff. And their new single, Ready, Aim, Fire, from their self-titled debut album. And they have a licensing deal with this company, Fanatics, which does licensed sports t-shirts and, you know, apparel and such. You know, the logos of sports teams and all that. And they got a deal where one of their songs, Naysaying Blues, runs in the background of the commercial, which is a real good way to get attention. And apparently the licensing deal is going to be running ads in the back of cabs in taxis in New York City. That should be interesting, because someone just sitting in a cab by themselves, you know, would really probably pick up on the song and wonder what it is and check it out. That's excellent. That's really excellent. So anyway, his Bad Marriage with Ready, Aim, Fire.
You bet on yourself. Hey, now, I'm a stranger, stranger to me. He gave me the evil eye.
Notes here so I can remember what I played. Okay, you heard a couple of local bands there. First, you heard Bad Marriage with Ready, Aim, Fire, the new single from their self-titled debut album, which came out a couple of months ago, I guess it was. And after that, you heard another local band, Special Guests, with Around the Bend from their 2018 album Half Fast, a collection of remastered released and unreleased songs. That great guitar in there, I think, is Mike Paolucci. Great stuff there. Anyway, I'm winding down now. It's getting close to the hour, so I will say I will be back. My name's Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'll be back here on WMFO next Monday at 2 p.m., I also do my show on WCAC Tuesday nights at 6 and on Markskin Radio, markskinradio.com, on Thursday nights from 10 to midnight. So hope you can catch one of my shows. And in the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. And you can tune in next to the Breeze, which is coming on very shortly. See ya.